Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Good morning, and thanks for listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. Time check at 8:07, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The big news, while nationwide, Florida could be the first state to get rid of all those mandates on vaccinations. We'll see how that goes. What city is Donald Trump going to go protect next? He may be heading down to New Orleans. Have him some grits or something. And Powerball, it's up to $1.7 billion. So obviously, since our next guest is in studio, he did not win the $1.3.
Dang it.
I know. Talking about Carl Zalek, the commish from Marion County. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Greg. It's great to be here with you and Nick.
I did ask Nick yesterday, so I'll ask you today.
Uh-oh.
If you won the big money, and you take the lump sum, and now it's going to be up to like
$700 million.
$700 million before taxes. What is the first frivolous thing you would buy? I know, it's toughie.
That's a great question.
You can get back to me on that.
Probably an airplane.
I mean, really?
It's just frivolous.
Okay.
Frivolous.
Would you fly your own or hire someone to do it for you?
Oh, of course. I'm not qualified.
Okay.
So, but my son's getting his pilot license. We might make that happen a little faster.
See? I kind of like the way you're thinking.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, me and the wife, you know, shop wherever you want to in the world. It sounds kind of cool. But, you know, I don't even know if the billionaires do that all the time. So it probably gets old after a while. I'd like to try it.
See, that's what we all say.
You know what I mean?
It may ruin my life, but give me a shot.
I want to try, you know.
Yeah, we'll see how.
A little tied to the church, you know, do the things.
See, now.
Right?
And somebody actually did call yesterday, and when we were talking about that, and that's what they said. They would
make some ministry happen.
First, they would tithe, and pastors all over went, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And we believe in that, so they believe in the tithe
here. Me too, buddy.
There's a lot going on, and in Marion County there always is, and we love when you have a chance to kind of share that. I saw that the Children's Alliance Community Council, they've got a whole thing going on. What is National Recovery Month? What is that?
So what we're trying to do is promote recovery.
Okay.
You know, just like PTSD, when we talked about this, you know, a month or two ago, we teal out, we have the big walk. We're doing the same thing with recovery because so many people it has a stigma about it.
Yeah.
And just like back in the day, right, when your dad would come home or my dad would come home and, you know, you had this thought of what an American family painted would look like, it dealt with no emotional issues.
Right.
Right?
You're right.
And real men have to deal with those things. I mean, that's what a real man, a biblical man, you know.
You got to deal with it, not hold it in.
Right. Yeah. You know, you just have to, you have to actually deal with those things. Well, recovery is one of those. Mm. So we put on this recovery fair to know, first of all, there's help in Marion County.
Right.
That there's people walking around successful with the stories and the testimonies that help people achieve things. We have this festival, and we've actually had folks that have gone to this festival and say, you know what, dang it, I got to get my life right.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Awesome.
Yeah.
And actually enrolled in recovery on the spot.
When's it coming up?
Yep. September 13th at Tuscarora Park. Great resources in memory of our great chief of the city of Ocala Police, Greg Graham. He was a recovery champion, and citizen organizations will be there. So please come out, recoverydayofservice.org.
Okay. You know, we think of all the things that are first world problems. Oh, my cell phone is acting up today.
Sure.
There are real issues that a lot of people still deal with that a lot of us don't think about. We don't think about going hungry.
Right.
But there are people in our community right here.
Yep.
It's an issue.
Well, you know, the thing we talked about yesterday during our board meeting was the fact that many people are hungry in our communities. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get food. And it's, and again, this has a stigma about it, too.
It's embarrassing,
right?
If you're lacking,
absolutely,
you don't want to ask for help.
You don't want to ask for help. So the cool thing is that a lot of our churches partnered with Secondhand Harvest. You know, they're doing those drive-throughs, which mm-hmm. I think is a lot better, right? People have just a little bit less stigma through the drive-through. One of our problems is actually Wings of Faith, a great a community church in our area that does a lot of this feeding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got about room for 150 cars in their parking lot.
That's
awesome. They had 500 folks show up, you know.
Wow.
500 cars show up. Thousands of families needed to be fed. And so you know, you look at those things and you're like, wow, we have these issues going on in our community right here. When we think about food from a from an American perspective, most of the time, you know, at least in the, especially in the church realm, you know, we come from, we're like, oh, I got to go on a missions trip to see, you know, folks that are hungry or something like
that. Third world country.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we can go down the block.
Yes.
And you know, people are having issues. Hard to get meat and protein and some of those mm-hmm. things that we take for granted sometimes. And so, yeah, if you're
That's
out
awesome.
There, just highlight these things. You can give to these people. And maybe even more important, you can actually volunteer an hour.
That's
give
easy.
Out food.
That's
right?
Really easy.
You know, and you know, tell somebody you care about them. It's pretty cool.
I like that.
And we've, of course, got, you know, Bring the Harvest Home in October,
right,
where we allow everybody to drive up and donate. We generate thousands and thousands of pounds of food for Thanksgiving and Christmas season for our community. And so we'll keep that up, and we'll let you know next time.
Sounds good. You know, obviously, all of us at the Sky, you know, you're familiar with our Valor thing.
Yep.
We love our law enforcement.
Sure.
And, you know, Marion County and Ocala, you got some great leadership. You know,
we're
love
thankful.
Those guys. They do a fantastic job. But sometimes there's an area that gets overlooked. You know, we hear about the heroic actions that happen out on the street, but what a lot of people don't realize is when those guys and gals are out on the street,
yeah,
their safety and their lives are actually in the hands of somebody back at the communication center.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's sad they don't get acknowledged, but you guys are kind of making sure that that does happen.
Yep.
And you got some cool accreditation programs going on.
It's been pretty cool because not only do our folks have to get accredited in just, you know, one particular spectrum, right? But mm-hmm. our folks are actually accredited in law, medical, and fire. Right, all three spectrums, and so we have a went through a 7-month criteria to make sure that everything from the way we documented the call, the way we reacted to the call, the way we got the services to the citizen, all of those things were in queue, mm-hmm. beating national standards
time
and time again. Every single 911 call that comes through our PSAP, which is our communication center, is answered in under 10 seconds.
Really?
Under 10 seconds.
That's amazing.
And we're getting the response there. You know, one of the cool things that I've been doing is, as I've been going talking to communities this year, I've been bringing some of these, I call them my heroes behind the call. And these folks, what they're doing by diagnosing is so critical, right? So if, say, a citizen calls and they're having some maybe stroke symptoms or, mm-hmm. or they think their husband or wife is having that, you know, they'll start running them through the protocol, right? So as the ambulance is already dispatched,
right,
the emergency room is notified. all of these things are being put in place behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. They're actually running them through a protocol saying, hey, can you smile? Does it come up on both sides? Can you raise your arm here? Can you do these things and these tests to run them through? The same thing for cardiac events and other things. So what does that mean? That means not only when the paramedic gets there, are they ready to go
sure.
to triage, hopefully, the correct
right.
symptom, but also the right doctors in the ER
yes.
when they get there.
Those are the things we
don't
even
think about.
Those
are the things
you don't
about. Even think about.
No.
No.
No, they're
but
on it,
it
though.
Is what these kind of accreditations mean, and that's why I think we're the best of the best.
Pat on the back for us.
Yes.
One more quick one, because we love our pets. We love our little
sure.
furry critters. And you guys are all, I mean, I don't know that I've seen a community that is as active when it comes to the whole animal service thing the way you guys are in Marion County.
We try to push it. I mean,
you
right?
Do.
I mean, we want to clear the shelters, come in, adopt some of these incredible animals. We have awesome Facebook videos. I was at the shelter the other day, you know, talking with this awesome little pug, having a good time, you know.
Did you bond,
yeah,
Carl?
Yeah, we bonded, you know. But we have 526 furry friends that need a home, and our community is awesome. You know, it is amazing. Just in the last 10 years that I've had the chance to do this, how many people, you know, love, care, and just adore their animals, and how many more people have them?
Oh, yes.
You know, I don't know. I don't remember that when I was growing up. We had a dog, but
right.
now a lot of people have multiple, you know,
cats.
They
got a hamster,
you know,
and a bird. Yeah.
You know, and a couple of reptiles to go with
yes.
it. You know, but please come help us clear the shelter. Like Greg said, get it done and make sure that this holiday season you're celebrating and living mm-hmm. with that one you love.
Carl Zalek, we just call him the commish from Marion County. Always great news. And thanks for sharing and acknowledging the folks that I think deserve to be acknowledged.
Thank you, my friend. Go Bulls.
Oh, there you
go. Oh, in the swamp.
Oh,
wow, can you say that up here? Woo!
It's getting deep. Getting deep. Thank you, Carl. Hey, we are coming up on 8:17. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing. Bob Rose, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, good morning, and thanks for listening to the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. Greg Cassidy in for Bob. It is 8:22, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Man, what great conversation we just had with Commissioner from Marion County, Carl Zalek. So much going on. Love keeping you up to date on what's going on in our communities. And, of course, if you missed it, you could always get it later. The Bob Rose Show podcast. They've got all the guests because, of course, a few minutes away, going to be talking to Paul Renner, former Speaker of the House for Florida. Going to be talking to Chuck Clemens later. These are the things going on in our community. They'll let you know what's going on, and we don't want you to miss them. So, you know, get that Odyssey app. Maybe get your podcast there. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Hit subscribe and follow along.
Carl's really pumped, too. I mean, that USF game when South Florida comes to the Swamp, and after their win last weekend, and they really surprised a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got nothing to lose.
So it's going to be interesting, shall we say.
It is going to be interesting Saturday.
So with our headlines, the one that has been our biggest headline locally is making our local news. It is making our top of the hour headline news. It is making headlines around the country. And I'm talking about our very own Florida administration, meaning Governor DeSantis, and of course our Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, talking about the possibility of getting rid of mandated vaccines.
What you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right. Government does not have that right.
I tell you, he definitely is one of the exceptions when it comes to a state-level Surgeon General, and that he's not all about the government power, the mandates, you know, all those kind of things. That's just kind of not who he is, and I think the left don't know how to take him. Because he's a very approachable guy, comes off as a very nice guy. He is not into his ego or his title. He's into doing what he thinks is right and giving you the right to do what you feel is right for you and your family. And we don't always get that from government. So, yeah, liberal heads exploding literally around the country. Libertarians probably going, yeah. Keep your hands off of me, will you? This is the way I like it. Yeah, I don't need your rules. Thank you very much. I don't need your mandates. Thank you very much. So it's going to be interesting to see how this does turn out. We had somebody, you know, we've had folks call and ask it even this morning, you know, well, how quickly can they do this? Will it be mandated? And even the governor said, look, you got to go back and you got to see what rules, what regulations, what requirements came from where. And then you're going to have to deal with them appropriately from that perspective. So, I don't know. If you've got some thoughts on it, yeah, you can share them this morning. We'll open up those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. That's 877-W-SKY-TALK. I know for a lot of us that maybe were raised in a generation where, yeah, we always had to go get the physical, we had to go get our shots, all the thing before we could go back to school. And I pondered this question earlier without even knowing the answer, and I still don't. I wonder how many vaccines there were from the time you were born through childhood, and let's say you're in second, third, fourth grade and got to go back to school. How many vaccinations were required then versus the number that is now? And I don't know the answer to that, but I've got a feeling it's probably a whole lot more, if I'm just guessing.
There is a long list of things that you have to have to go to school. It used to be, if you remember, I mean, even the sugar cubes and the polio stuff.
Oh, my goodness,
and the smallpox vaccinations.
Yes.
Used to get those at school, but that was that was kind of it.
The polio, that was that big gun that has left us. Wasn't that the one that now a lot of us have a little circle of dots on our arm?
I think that one was the smallpox.
Was that smallpox? That was always intimidating because I know I remember getting that in probably second or third grade, and they're all marching us through the gym, which was also used as a lunchroom, and you're in line, and some kids are crying because it scares them.
Right.
It didn't really hurt,
right?
But it kind of made a sound, and it just kind of got your attention. And so then that was intimidating and scary and all that at the same time. So while we're talking about vaccinations and health, you know, we brought up, I guess it's been a couple of weeks ago, and we had Dr. John on. COVID is like the next topic that's going on. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. But coming up next, we're going to talk to the former Speaker of the House for Florida. I'm talking about Paul Renner. Maybe you heard he is running for governor. Who else is running for governor? We got him, Byron Donalds, any more? And we'll have some questions for him. Coming up next to the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, thanks for being part of the show on a good-looking Thursday morning. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose, 97.3 The Sky. It is 8:35. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Of course, Florida news making headlines around the country. Yeah, the governor and our surgeon general here in the state of Florida just stirring the pot with the possibility of mandates on vaccines going away. I hear liberal heads exploding around the country. A lot going on in our state. Of course, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Well, at some point, we are going to be choosing a new governor. And someone made an announcement yesterday regarding that. And we say good morning to the former Speaker of the House in Florida, Paul Renner. Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning, sir?
Great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you on the show. Now, you know, it's one of those things with politics. People know the people who make the headlines, but sometimes they don't really know that much about them. Now, obviously, you've been in this world for a long time. But I think for some folks, until the name Santa Ono came up, they might not have known what all you were a part in. Maybe for those that are local, kind of share what that was all about.
Well, since I left as Speaker of the House last year, last November, I'm on the Board of Governors, and they sent up a nominee to be president who really was, once somebody else called him, the architect of DEI, kind of the author of the DEI playbook, and in my opinion, would fit into that category of a cultural Marxist on every front. And so he was a terrible choice, a terrible nominee, and I was proud to oppose him and see that nomination go down. The first time the Board of Governors has ever vetoed such a nomination. And now the good news is I think we have somebody in line now that we'll consider next week, and I'm doing my research, but I like what I see. And so as the headline says, all's well that ends well, I think we're in a situation where rejecting the one, we wound up with a really good choice potentially.
I guess part of the question is, well, first off, I think folks may be wondering, okay, who is that next person?
Well, Donald Landry is the nominee, and the trustees have voted him out as an interim, and so we'll get to look at him next week.
Okay. I guess some would even ask, how did Santa Ono get to that part so, you know, easily, I guess, and then it looked like it was going to be a done deal had he not been rejected?
Right. Yeah. Listen, I think he was at a highly rated university, and that was a factor. And frankly, I think the trustees did not know, because a lot of this information started coming out after the search committee had voted, at least, and this starts dribbling out, and then it flooded out, and they were committed. But they, I think they've got it right this time around. So we'll see. I know the folks in Gainesville are anxious to get a good president, and I think we may have found one.
Well, I appreciate your insight on that. I think that clears up a lot for a lot of our listeners here at the Sky. Obviously, you are making some headlines. You obviously yesterday became basically someone who's going, hey, you know, I would like that top seat. I'd like to be the governor of Florida. Tell us about that thought, and why do you want to do it?
Well, first of all, I'm the father of two young kids, so I think about the future of Florida. You know, who's going to stand in and fight? Who's going to defend what I work so hard, my colleagues work so hard, along with the governor, to build in our free state of Florida and take on the challenges of the future? And I've done just that over my entire life, 20 years in the military. As a veteran, two wars, Operation Desert Storm in Afghanistan. I was a state prosecutor, you know, prosecuting violent criminals and standing up for victims. And of course, as Speaker of the House, and during those 2 years, I didn't call it, but other people have called it the most conservative and consequential legislative agenda in 2 years that they've seen in really in Florida's history.
Obviously, you know, anytime somebody's going to put themselves in this position, you know, your voting records, your history, the past all gets looked at. But from a standpoint of looking forward, if you had to pick a few things, two or three, you know, what are some strong things that, you know, for your platform are going to be what you hope that Floridians would be going, hey, this is the guy, we're on the same page. I think we're going to give him our vote because he stands for this. What's really important to you, top two or three things?
Well, let me talk about the cost of living first, because that was something I addressed my first day, opening day in 2023 when I became speaker. We cut taxes, record taxes. We looked at easing educational costs through our universal school choice scholarship, but also attacked litigation abuse. And we had an insurance crisis, as we all know, double-digit increases in auto and homeowners. We got rid of the garbage and frivolous lawsuits, and it's working. We're not where we need to be yet, but auto insurance rates are down in some cases as much as 10 or 11%. Nothing is down in the country, and auto rates are going up everywhere else. Yeah. Homeowners have stabilized. That's a huge success, and people said, you're not going to do it. You can't beat the special interests. You know, the plaintiff's lawyers who make billions of dollars and we pay the bill are going to stop you. We beat them, and that was a key thing that I championed along with my colleagues. Universal school choice being the number one state in educational freedom. That's because of HB1, which was the number one priority for me in 2023. Again, with my colleagues, and I always give credit where it's due. This is a team effort. Mm-hmm. The House and Senate members, the grassroots leaders, they all pull together to make it work. But leadership does matter. And so I presided over that consequential year. We ended DEI. We fought back against ESG. We passed a heartbeat bill to protect life. We did many things, social media to restrict young kids accessing online pornography, for example, and other harms to them mentally with these big tech companies. Lots and lots of conservative wins, but we also did things that, you know, across the aisle, like data privacy. You shouldn't have your data on social media taken and sold without your knowledge or consent, or defending the wildlife corridor, making sure we're conserving some of wild Florida as we grow and taking care of our environment. We did all those things.
Now, one thing that I guess, anytime the governor says something or people in a high-ranking position even mention something, people grab onto it and go, oh, hey, I like that. What are you going to do and how is it going to happen? The whole thing with property taxes, even though we know that's more of a local thing, the governor's made some comments about that. Is that something that you think can be eliminated? And it would have to be replaced by something else. Obviously, the money has to come from somewhere to keep our balanced budget.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to solve one problem by creating another one and have a 12% sales tax. And so what I am in favor of is absolutely having substantial property tax relief. We must do that. Mm-hmm. Our state has property taxes are growing twice the rate of the nation. It's almost 50% since 2019.
Wow.
We also, in my opinion, need to do something for our retirees who've been here for a long time. They're on fixed income. They've got their little nest egg. And every year, their taxes go up and up and up. And I'm here in Miami right now. Some people are saying I'm going to have to leave the state. That should never happen in Florida. So I am committed to substantial property tax relief. But here's the thing. You got to get to 60%. And we tried 25%, $25,000 exemptions, which is not much. It's not enough. And it got shot down because the Democrats come out against it. The League of Cities come out against it. So you're going to have a governor, and I'll do this, who goes out and campaigns and raises money and educates the public to make sure we get the relief that people need.
And I'm sure that depending on what part of the state you're in, you know, that's going to vary. I mean, you look at Gainesville, they love them some taxes.
Correct. Right. And here's the other thing. We need to make sure, look, if we're going to cut property taxes, local governments, many like in Alachua County, unfortunately, will find 10 different ways to get you and get back to the same number. And so if the money going out of your budget is the same, we haven't solved a problem. And so we need to put limits on local government. I support a 2/3 requirement like we have at the state level so that the county commission, city council has to have a super majority to do it. And I'd like to see the voters at the next election have a chance to say, nope, we don't want any more taxes, because these guys, you know, a lot of these guys and with staff, it's never enough. And so while everybody else has been cutting back and trying to manage this high cost of living, government keeps getting fatter and fatter. Government needs to tighten its belt. And the best way to help on affordability is for government to do less so we can have more.
We're talking to Paul Renner, who has thrown his hat in the ring for the governorship for the state of Florida, going to be running next time. I know that one area that it's touchy for a lot of folks, but for a lot of our listeners, anything Second Amendment related is really important to them. Anything you want to say to them?
Yeah, during my time as Speaker, we passed constitutional carry. Bureaucrats should not give you a permission slip or have to you get a permission slip from a bureaucrat to defend yourself outside the home. We did that. You know, I support open carry. That was not something we could get done.
Right.
There just wasn't the consensus in the mostly on the Senate side. But here's my attitude on the Second Amendment. You should have the full scope of an individual right under the Second Amendment. And the only way you lose that is if you've done something that disqualifies you. You commit a crime, something of that nature. And so, yeah, those are important things. We also moved to try to undo some of the things we had in the Parkland bill.
Right.
I supported the Parkland bill in large part because we were ending gun-free zones. And you saw what happened in Minnesota. Bad guys go to places where nobody with a good guy with a gun exists.
Yep.
And so we ended that. We also spent a lot of money on hardening. We have some of the best practices in the country to keep our kids safe, and that's important. I just didn't like the gun control part, and so we tried to repeal that in the House. The Senate didn't take that up, and so we'll continue to support the Second Amendment.
And one final question, because I know time's kind of getting away from us here. Obviously, Byron Donald's already going to be in the running, and now you're jumping in. Any thoughts on either who you would want to face and how you feel your odds would be against anybody else who may be jumping in?
You know, look, everybody on the Republican side is way better than who we're going to face next November. And I intend to campaign against the Democrat in the fall of next year. I expect to be the nominee campaigning.
Sure.
But the bottom line is our adversary really is a David Jolly. It's whoever the Democrats put up. You talk about the Second Amendment. He wants to confiscate private gun ownership. I will never, ever let that happen in the state of Florida. And so these guys will unwind everything we've gained. And so if you want somebody who will defend what I helped build and also take on new challenges, go to somebody who's solved challenges.
Okay. If folks want to find out more about you and your platform, where can they go to find out more information about you, Paul?
You can go to votepaulrenner.com, votepaulrenner.com, R-E-N-N-E-R.
I like when they keep it simple. Paul, thank you so much for being on the show. Best of luck, and keep in touch, and we'll just see how this campaign turns out.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. You have an awesome day. There you go, Paul Renner, part of our Board of Governors and also running for governor, former speaker there at in the House for Florida. A lot of
Wow, a lot
of thoughts there in a short amount of time.
Sure
we got a lot in. I love when that happens.
I did not know that he single-handedly was the one that led the charge on Ono.
See, you learn these things in the Bob Rose Show when you pay attention. Hey, it's 8:46. Greg in for Bob Rose, 97.3 The Sky. I hope you're having a fabulous Thursday morning as we are. It's Friday Eve at the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for Bob. Nick is in pushing the buttons. And we have had a slew, as they say, of guests on the show. And it's not even over yet. 8 o'clock hour, we had Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek on. We just talked to former Speaker of the House for Florida and also part of our Board of Governors, Paul Renner, throwing his hat in the ring, as they say, to run for the governorship for the state of Florida. Byron Donald's also in there. It will be interesting to wait and see who else. Nick, you're not running for governor, are you? Are you?
Not yet.
Okay. You just never can tell who's going to want to get in there and be part of that. Of course, our top story we've been talking about all morning long because it is making national headlines. I'm talking about our governor and our Florida Surgeon General talking about that possibility of getting rid of mandated vaccines. I mean, that is huge. If you are for, hey, you know, live free, hands off my body, if that, you know, in that sense, this is really good news for you. If you're like, wait a minute, no, we have to have these barriers and, you know, these safety checks in place. It's about saving society, keeping our children overly, you know, safe, or somewhere in the middle. I'm sure that's one of these things that probably everybody has an opinion on, one way or the other.
Well, and with all of the vaccines now that are mandated, and then you've got the combined shots where kids, you know, 2 years old are getting these multiple vaccines in one shot. And who knows what the research is and how that research is kept up with the safety of these vaccines.
Well, that's always the concern. I mean, that's what kind of keeps RFK Jr. in hot water all the time. Although then he kind of gets... I don't know, he gets the tag of a non-vaxxer, you know, and he's not necessarily anti-vax for all of them. He thinks there's, you know, certain ones that probably we should or should not have. But I don't know, the approach that Surgeon General, I mean, you can't kind of argue with what he has to say.
What you put into your body is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right. Government does not have that right.
See, when you go down that road, that opens up a can of worms in so many things. The things that government does have control over, that they are in charge of in our lives, if our founding fathers had even a hint, and they put up a lot of roadblocks and warnings and said, hey, don't let government get too big, don't let them do this, these are your rights, we put it in the Constitution. We've got these amendments. If it's not here, then it's up to the state. But there are some basic guidelines there. When you stop and think of all the rules and regulations and laws and just go down the list that have come into play, and many times it's with a good intent.
But it's taking away your freedom.
It is taking away your freedom. And so with that in mind, I mean, you have to, you know, think through it, pray about it, depending on your feelings. When it comes time to vote, you know, these decisions do matter. So many people in our community, well, you know, my vote, it, you know, doesn't really make that big of a difference. You know, there's enough other people voting the same way that I am, so maybe it's not going to make a difference. Now, the reality is so many elections, when you look in hindsight, how close someone won or lost is scary. So it's your right. Don't let it slip away. Utilize it. Somebody who has been through an election or two in his time and has now got a brand new role that he's going to be filling us in. I'm talking about Chuck Clements. That's right. He's in studio next as we kick off the 9 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock stretch. The Bob Rowe Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. Thanks for listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.